Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Your topic is a timely one today because weather and everything else like that, a lot of changes. It's been hot. It's been cold. Rain coming. All of that good stuff. And I've got a dandy headache right now. So I will try to be my usual charming self and keep up with your information.
Yeah. So, I guess I'll start out September. Been fairly dry, as we all know. I was on a webinar. It had been last week. It was on the 13th. And they were saying the Mesonet station, which is at the experiment station here in Ottawa, were 9 to 10, maybe a touch over 10 inches short. On rainfall for this year. So when we think we're dry, we are very, very dry. And the issue is, when I talk to producers, they're saying, oh, well, maybe we'll get some rains, fill up some ponds this fall. The Mesonet guy was saying, yeah, that might be optimistic. Because on an average year, we only get 20% of our rainfall from the time of that meeting, again, September 13th through December 31st. So we're coming into a really dry part of the year, and we're already dry. So to catch up on those deficits or kind of knock those deficits down, we're going to have to be way above normal rainfall. And I would say thus far into September, that has not been the case. Temperature-wise, kind of been right at average, you know, hitting those high temps, but we've got some nice cool evenings. It's really the moisture, and the outlook for the rest of September doesn't look fabulous. A slight more chance of some precipitation, but above normal weather patterns coming through. So, we'll see. That can change very quickly, but I just found that very interesting. To transition that over into what we're seeing crops-wise. So the USDA sends out a crop progress report weekly. On September the 10th, I don't have the most recent information, but on September the 10th, across the state of Kansas, 52% of the soybeans were rated as fair. Or better, I should say. So fair or better. So just so everybody knows, there's excellent, good, fair, poor, very poor categories. Being 52%, that means that it was either at least fair or to the excellent stage. I think that's a little optimistic. Again, looking at our district, I think we're probably 50-ish percent fair, probably got very few good, and actually probably got more poor than we got good soybeans around this year. I guess the next thing I found kind of interesting, again, this is on September the 10th, 37% of all the beans have already started to change colors or drop their leaves. Historically speaking, we're at 19% at that point. So we've almost doubled in how quickly these beans are starting to change. A lot of that has to do with, again, with moisture or the lack thereof, and just these beans are saying, hey, we've done what we can do with no moisture, and in the nighttime temperatures starting to drop, and the nighttime is starting to increase. So, and we can really see that on the back end. They're go outside at 7:30 and the sun's already down. Things are starting to get dark, so we're starting to lose that daylight, and these beans are starting to say, hey, we're done for this year. So soybeans, typically, as they go to maturity, we can have really high water content in them. I mean, 90% moisture in those pods or in those beans. And they'll go down to 60% at the beginning of the seed filling stage and then really dry down there, hopefully around 13% when we're wanting to harvest those. A lot of things can affect this dry down rate, maturity groups, how long of a season did you want for these beans, planting dates, but then the weather condition experience at the later part of that reproductive stage, which let's go back and look at what was that weather like late August. It was extremely hot. That's when we had that big heat wave come through, was already dry, continued to suck the moisture out of these plants, and all that's going to result in really poor seed quality. And we're just not going to see the rains at this point help these beans at all. So, you know, typically August and September rains can really help our bean crop out. Just not going to be the case with over 37% of those beans already starting to drop leaves. Again, that was September 10th. I would say we're well over 50% of the beans now starting to drop their leaves. So we're just not got a whole lot of wiggle room in there. And overall, seed weight is going to contribute to 30 to 40% of the total yield from a field. So I think that's, you know, another reason we want to get out there and get those beans at 13% rather than at 5%, because we're just kind of giving away free weight there. So there was a study, oddly enough, the K-State took part in, and they were looking at how quickly soybeans dry down from the time they start to drop their leaves. Now, this information was from 2016, and it was late September into October. I would guess the temperature is going to play a factor here. We don't have the temperature. We probably didn't have the heat late September into October. I didn't go back in and look. But they found that soybeans dried down 3% or lost 3% of that moisture every day. So they went from 58% moisture in late September to 12% seed moisture in the early part of October.
Good grief. If
15 days is what that study, they just went out and took these samples. So it only took 15 days to get there. Again, the heat that we're going to experience, already being dry, I would assume that we could maybe elevate that even a little bit more, this go round. But I guess I was stunned to see 3%. So just for reference, corn is like 1% per day. So we're three times faster than that of corn. Our producers need to know this. Again, we don't want to be giving away any weight. We want to make sure we're getting those harvested in a timely manner. But maybe it's something where we come and we switch over and we start getting some beans harvested when they're ready. They're at that right around that 13% moisture stage, and get those harvested and sold, and then come back to our corn that's not going to be losing that moisture as quickly. Again, please take into consideration that if we start getting some rains or the humidity comes back, that can play a factor in how quickly we're going to lose that. But our overtime or our daytime highs are going to play a factor in it as well. And like I said, the forecast shooting out through the end of September saying we're going to be fairly warm. So if you guys have questions, you know, I'm more than glad to help answer any of your questions. But I think it's important for our producers to get out and check their fields and kind of know what maturity groups they planted on these beans. And maybe we get these beans harvested here sooner rather than later. I would anticipate a week, maybe week and a half. We'll start seeing some beans harvested around because, you know, again, 37% as of September the 10th. So it's that time.
All right. In addition to production overall, how does drought affect, say, pest resistance?
So, I mean, really this year we didn't see a whole lot of pest damage. I did hear of some early on. There was a little bit and people were considering spraying or not. I would say this year there was a lot probably not sprayed for the simple fact of, maybe it's going to be $18, $20 an acre to spray an insecticide and protect them beans, but that means those beans have got to get another 2 or 3 bushel to the acre to kind of offset that cost. People were saying if we didn't have moisture, we were probably not going to get that production out of there. So anyways.
All right. Well, that's a lot to think about, especially the idea being that low on the water table.
Yeah.
A little scary. So let's hope for some rain. Hope that the optimism pays off.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.